Now, perhaps you're asking yourself, what are those sounds? Well, they're the clicks and turns of a Rubik's Cube, some noises that our next guests are familiar with. Claude Canten and his son Antoine are part of Rockland's Rubik's Club. Members of the club will show off their cube-solving talents at the Museum of Science and Technology this week for March break. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, welcome to Ottawa Morning. Claude, we'll start with you. Just how long have you been solving Rubik's Cubes for?
I picked up my first cube in the early 80s when I was at university, when they first came out. And at that time, everyone on campus had one. So you had to have one and then learn to solve it. Then I put it away for close to 30 years until my son picked it up. And he solved it. He was interested in it. Solved it and showed his younger brother how to do it. And then I relearned how to do it.
And why do you think that you put it away for 30 years? Was it something that you just couldn't quite get the grasp of?
I don't know. I had the cube and I knew how to do it and I was happy. I could do it in about a minute and a half. And the fad just went away and I just set it aside. I never threw it out.
So you could do it in a minute and a half. Now, Antoine, tell me how quick you can do it.
Well, I can normally solve a cube in about 11 to 13 seconds.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on, prove it. Let's see, okay. You've got one in front of you. But hang on, it's already solved. So here, let me mess it up.
Okay,
I'm gonna mess it up. Now, you've got all these different cubes in here. One's a kind of triangle shape, there's some rectangle shaped ones, there's the traditional ones. Okay, I'm just really gonna mess this up for you, Antoine. Yeah, okay, deal with that. Here we go, let's put a clock on. Ready? Wait, oh, hang on, I'm gonna give you, when it goes to 30 seconds, I'm gonna give you the start, so we're at, 20 seconds. Ready, set, go. Okay, he's moving it around.
Solved.
What was that, like three seconds?
Yeah, I don't think it was very well mixed.
I mixed one nicely for him.
Okay, you mixed one nicely for him. So, I mean, how do you teach yourself to do the Rubik's Cube? Because you're not doing what I do, which is peel off the stickers.
No. Well, first of all, what you need to know is that there's three different kinds of pieces. So there's corners, which are on the corner of a cube. And then there's the edges, which are between two corners. And they're, on the edge of a cube. And then there's the middles. And those, you've got to know that they can't move relative to each other. They can just spin. So what I do when I solve, I start by solving a cross. I do it on the orange side because it's my favorite color. Next, what you need to do is, what I do is I create pairs with the remaining orange corners and I pair them with the respective edges. And then I just have to insert them in the cross. And then I just continue doing that until I'm done the first two layers.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn a series of algorithms or formulas to be able to solve the rest.
You lost me at algorithms.
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
I thought so. Do you think that anybody can learn how to do this as quickly as you can, or does it take a special mind?
No, I'm pretty sure everybody can do this. It's pretty simple, and although you might think it's related to math, you don't have to have any special mathematical abilities to solve it.
You've been going to competitions.
Yes.
Tell me what a Rubik's Cube competition looks like.
Well, when you get in the room, depending on the competition, there can be like 100 kids solving a Rubik's Cube. And it's kind of cool. And there's timers. And once you get called up, you go and you can use your own cube and you solve it. And yeah.
So where was the last competition that you went to?
My last competition was in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
And how'd you do?
I was not bad. I got a few good times. I set the Master Magic Canadian records, which a Master Magic is a different kind of Rubik's Cube.
Are you showing me it now? Oh, okay, so it's almost a flat Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's like flat.
Almost like it looks like it has Olympic rings on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Huh.
So when it's scrambled, I guess. It has all the rings connected together. And then once it's solved, they're all separated.
Holy smokes. I'm totally impressed. Now, like, what do your classmates think of your abilities to do this? Because I'm picturing, like, you know, I've got younger brothers, and when they were growing up, they're totally addicted to video games, and Rubik's Cubes would be, like, so uncool.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people in my class have learned to do it because I'm doing it. So, yeah, most of the people in my class can actually solve it now, and they do it too. So.
That's amazing. So you're bringing back that retro Rubik's Cube. Okay, so Dad, when you go to these competitions, you know, is it intense for you to watch your son going through this?
It's neat because they go in and they're like in seventh heaven. Their eyes get big and then their smiles go from ear to ear all day long. And they're longing to go in and compete. And they compete against their own time. Everyone is friendly. They all talk. They all share tips and tricks.
Amazing. Now, and you're going to be hosting some competitions, and there's some neat stuff because it includes Rubik's Cube with doing it with your feet, right?
That's right. We're hosting the National Capital Region competition in May, Saturday of the long weekend.
Okay, and I'm gonna give people the website here that they can go to because we're just running out of time. So it's CanadianCubing.com. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming into the studio. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm going to put up a picture of you two and your Rubik's Cubes on Twitter in just a second. It was Claude Cantin and his son Antoine Cantin. They're members of Rockland's Rubik's Cube, and they're going to be turning cubes at the Museum of Science and Technology this week. So if you're looking for a March break diversion, you can find them today until Friday.